mentions what he said, and he says, وَكَلَنِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِحِفْلِ ذَكَاكِ رَمَضَانِ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم appointed me to safeguard the provisions of the zakat of Ramadan. So while I was doing that, فَأَتَانِي هَذِي فَجَعَلَ يَشْرُ مِنَ الطَّعَامِ. One person came and he started taking from the provisions. So I caught him and I said, لَأَفْعَنَّ بَيْنَا رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. I caught him and I said, what are you doing? I'm going to take you to the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So this person, فَشَكَى حَالَةً شَدِيدَةً وَعِيَالًا فَرَحِمْتُهُ فَخَلَّيْتُ سَبِيلَهُ أَبُو هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ says, this person started complaining and said, listen, you know, things are tough for me and I have kids to feed and I don't have anything. And he gave a sad story, so Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says, I felt sorry for him and I let him go. The next morning when I came into the gathering of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before I could say anything, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Abu Hurairah, ma fa'ala asiruka al-bari. What happened last night? So Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated the incident that a person came and started stealing from the provisions of the zakat and I caught him and he gave me a story, so I felt sorry for him and I let him go. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَمَا إِنَّهُ فَلْ كَذَبَكَ وَسَيَعُودُ. That, O Abu Hurairah, this person has spoken a lie to you and he will return. So Abu Hurairah says, فَعَرَفْتُ أَنَّهُ سَيَعُودُ لِقَوْلِ النَّبِي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam أَنَّهُ سَيَعُودُ كَمَا قَالَ. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says, I was convinced that this person will return simply because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said he will return. Now look at that for a moment. Abu Hurairah didn't say, listen, O Prophet of Allah, how do you know he's going to come back? Did he pass a message on to you? Or are you communicating with him secretly? Or Hurairah didn't use his logic and say, listen, I already caught him stealing and I held him. Why would he come back again? No, Abu Hurairah, this was the iman of Sahaba, to believe the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without any question, without any logic. This is my respected brothers and elders, this is iman. Iman, my respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the opening verse of Surah Baqarah says, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْخَيْرِ. Those who believe in the unseen. Iman is believing in the unseen. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us about it. We believe in it, whether we understand it or we don't understand it. It makes sense or it does not make sense. So Abu Hurairah says, I sat there and waited for him. And of course the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something. Of course the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not be wrong. So again, this person came and started stealing from them provision. So I caught him and I said, listen, I'm going to take you to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So again, فَشَكَى حَالَةً شَدِيدَةً وَعِيَالًا فَرَحِمْتُهُ فَخَلَّيْتُ سَبِيلَهُ وَأَبُو هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ said, he started complaining again. He gave me a sad story and I felt sorry for him and I let him go. The next day, when I came to the gathering of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Abu Hurairah, what happened last night? So Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says, I gave him the entire story. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again said, أَمَا إِنَّهُ قَدْ كَذَبَكَ وَسَيَعُودُ. O Abu Hurairah, this person again has spoken a lie to you and he will return. So the third night, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says, I sat there waiting for him. And he came again, stealing from the provisions. So I caught him and I said, listen, هَذِي أَخِذُ ثَلَاثُ مَرَّاتٍ. This is the third and last time. I'm going to take you to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, listen, let me go. إِنِّي أُعَلِّمُكَ كَلِمَاتٍ يَنْفَعُكَ اللَّهُ بِهِنَّا. Let me go and I will teach you a few verses that will benefit you. So Abu Hurairah said, okay, teach me these verses. So this person, this thief who I come, said, O Abu Hurairah, read Ayatul Kursi, which is Allah la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum la ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard man alladhi yashfa'u 'indahu illa bi idhnihi ya'lamu ma bayna yadayhi wa ma khalfahu ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤتوه حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. This verse appears on the first page of the third juz. Then read this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you, and no devil, no shaitan can cause harm to you. So Abu Hurairah said, okay, you taught me this, I will let you go. When he came to the gathering of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the fourth day, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, oh Abu Hurairah, what happened? So Abu Hurairah said, I read the entire story to him. That he promised, he said, if I let him go, he will teach me a few verses. This is what he taught me. So then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Abu Hurairah, أَمَا إِنَّهُ قَدْ صَدَقَكَ وَهُوَ كَذُوبٌ. This time, this person has spoken the truth, but this person is a liar. So then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Abu Hurairah, تَعْرِفْ مَنْ تَخَاتِبُ مِنْ ثَلَاثَ أَيَّامٍ. O Abu Hurairah, do you know who you've been speaking to for the past 3 days, 3 nights? So Abu Hurairah said, no, Prophet of Allah, tell me. So the Prophet ﷺ said, that was shaitan, that was the devil that was coming. In another hadith, Prophet ﷺ says, that person that recites Ayatul Kursi, this verse, Allah, la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum, after every fard obligatory salah, the Prophet ﷺ himself says, لَمْ يَمْنَعْهُ مِنْ دُخُولِ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا الْمَوْتِ. Nothing prevents his entry into paradise except death. That person who recites Ayatul Kursi after every fard of salah, as soon as this person dies, my respected brothers, 5 times daily salah are very, very important. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, another hadith, he says, أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسِنُ بِهِ الْعَبْدِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. The first thing a person will be questioned about on the day of resurrection, on the day of judgment, will be with regards to his salah, his 5 times daily prayer, which are obligatory upon every male and female, adult male and female. The questioning of this, the account of this goes through smoothly, all his other remaining actions will go through smoothly. But if he has problems and he gets stuck, and he has issues with regard to this action, then all the other remaining acts of deen will be issues. Blessed month of Ramadan, we should make firm intention, make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah from now on, 5 times daily salah, we will not miss at all. We're at home, we're traveling, what are the laws of praying or traveling? If we're sick, we can't stand, sitting, how to perform salah sitting, we can't sit, what are the ways? If there's no water, then also salah is not excused. MashaAllah, this community has a learned scholar, we should take benefit and learn these things from the scholars. There's many communities throughout this country which do not have any learned person from which they can learn these things. My respected brothers, 5 times the salah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his deathbed, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leaving this world, what was coming out from his blessed mouth, blessed tongue? As-salah, as-salah. O my ummah, O my nation, guard and protect your 5 times daily salah.